Today's story is called Sonke's Wish, written by Bubele Khetshe. Let's listen closely now. All Sonke wanted for her birthday was a video game. All her friends had one, and they always talked about all the cool video games that they played on weekends. She had asked her mother for a video game as a birthday present, and her mom had agreed to buy one for her. Ngosuku oluphambi kosuku lwakhe lokuzalwa, umama kaSonke wathembisa ukumsa evenkileni bayothenga i-video game. Sonke was very excited.
I will finally get a brand new video game. I can't wait to tell my friends.
Wavuka ngalo mgqibelo ecula edanisa. She took a taxi to the store with her mother. When they arrived at the store, Sonke's heart was beating fast with excitement.
The video games are this way, Mom.
Hey, slow down, Sonke!
Her mom said as Sonke ran to the video game aisle. Sonke picked up the video game box and showed it to her mother.
Mama, nansi ke le video game ndiyifunayo.
The video game was inside a big box. It came with two joypads and two games. One was a racing game and the other was a football game. But when Sonke's mom saw the price of the video game, she became very sad.
Oh, xolo mntanam. Kodwa le video game is too expensive,
said her mom with sadness in her face.
Maybe we can try saving for it and buy it next year, uyabo?
USonke wazama ukungazibonakalisi indlela wayiphoxeke ngayo. Sonke was so sad that she did not go out to play with her friends that whole weekend. Zange alonwabele nosuku lwakhe lokuzalwa. Nditsho nalo cake nakakade wayebhakelwe ngumamakhe. Zange ayonwabele. All she had wanted was a video game. Sonke took a train to school on Monday, like she always did. She was still sad, even though she understood that her mother would have bought the video game if ebenokwazi ukuyithenga. When the train stopped at the station, the old lady who had been sitting next to Sonke got off the train. Sonke noticed that the old lady had left her bag on the seat. She ran to the train door and called after the woman. Then the train doors closed and it started to move on away from the station. Sonke returned to her seat and searched through the old lady's bag to find her address and contact details. Imagine Sonke's surprise when she opened the lady's purse to find a lot of money in it. Wayaqala ukuyibona imali eninzi ngolahlobo uSonke. She immediately thought about the video game.
What should I do? I could go to the shop now and buy the video game. It will be so easy. And akusofuneka ngoba ndibe ndilinda kuphele unyaka to get one. I could have it now.
The thought of the money in the purse bothered Sonke all day. Finally, she decided to do the right thing and return the bag to the old lady after school. Sonke found the lady's home fairly easily and knocked on the door. The old lady from the train that morning answered her knock with a warm smile on her face.
Good afternoon, ma'am. I'm sorry to trouble you. My name is Sis Sonke, and I've come to return your bag. Uye wayilibala apha etrainini kusasa namhlanje.
The old lady covered her mouth in surprise.
Oh my goodness! Oh, enkosi kakhulu ntombi encinci.
She cried.
I thought I had lost my bag forever.
You're welcome, ma'am,
said Sonke. She handed the bag to the old woman, turned and started to walk away.
Ima ntombi encinci. Akho nto ofuna ndikwenzele yona for nje ukubulela mntanam ngobubele nokunyaniseka kwakho.
Labuza ixhekwazana. Sonke just smiled.
The only thing I really want right now is a video game so that I can play racing and soccer games online with my friends. But I have to wait until my next birthday.
Image, is that one of those things you plug into the TV?
Sonke smiled and nodded.
Linda up. Kukho into endifuna ukubonisa yona.
The old lady went inside the house, and 5 minutes later, she came back with a box.
I hope this is what you were talking about. It belonged to my grandson, but he is now in varsity.
Yes, that's it. Yiyo ngqola game le that I'm getting for my next birthday.
Watcho Sonke.
Well, then you can have it. Umzukulwana wamakasayisebenzisi. It would make me so happy if you can have it.
Sonke could not believe what she was hearing. Not only was the video game almost brand new, but there was also many other games inside the box. But there were also many other games inside the box.
Are you sure, ma'am?
Of course, I am sure. A lovely young lady like yourself, who knows how to help old people, deserves to be helped too. Don't you think?
Wanqwala uSonke enoncumo luka blanketi.
Thank you so much.
No, Sonke. Enkosi nakuwe ngokunyaniseka nobubele bakho.
And so we come to the end of another Nalibali story time. Today's story was called Sonke's Wish, written by Bubele Kheche. This story was brought to you by the Nalibali Reading for Enjoyment campaign in association with Standard Bank and SABC Education.
Oh, mntanamkin, kathi ke utatabone. Udraw usando napa, sweetheart.
I am drawing the lion from the story Gogo told us about. Esi sengonyama kunye nejackal.
Oh, yes, I remember that story well. We are born like umakhulu nathi. Eh, wayedla ngosibalisela mntanam. Sithanda.
Okay.
Sithanda.
Sake tata usakhumbula uba kwakutheni ujakalashe oyike ingonyama.
Stories with a meaning can help children make good choices, and real men make time to share stories with their children. Find free stories in your language at www.nalibali.org or WhatsApp stories to 0600-442254. Nalibali, it starts with a story.